You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. Hey, I woke up this week with a thing for Lee Morgan.
Thank you.
And there's a set with Lee Morgan, wrapped up with Lee Morgan, featured with Jimmy Smith. Wasn't that nice? I mean, as a matter of fact, that's what started the whole Lee Morgan thing for me this week. I played that same tune, Flamingo, on our Soul Breakfast on the Blues program, and gave me a hankering to hear what else I could find by Lee Morgan that would be fun to listen to. We started the set with Lee Morgan off a package on the Roulette label called The Birdland Story. First tune that we listened to was Suspended Sentence from 1959. The band lined up at this point: Lee Morgan trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor, Bobby Timmons piano, Jimmy Rouser on bass, and Art Taylor on the drums. That was Suspended Sentence. From that same set of sessions, that same album, The Birdland Story, came another tune called A Bid for Sid, talking about Sid Torin over at Birdland. Lee Morgan. After that, we listened to Lee Morgan on the VJ label, a package called Here's Lee Morgan from February of 1960, a piece called Running Brook. Lee Morgan trumpet, Clifford Jordan tenor, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Art Blakey on the drums. And we wrapped it up with Lee Morgan accompanying Jimmy Smith, a title under Jimmy Smith's name, his version of Flamingo. On the Blue Note label, the package was called The Sermon from February 1958. Jimmy Smith on organ, Lee Morgan trumpet, Kenny Burrell guitar, Art Blakey on the drums. Also, there were Tina Brooks and one other, Lou Donaldson, I believe, was there as well, but they sat out that last tune. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Our timeline here runs from roughly 1944 through 1964. We'll start the next set with Mal Waldron.
there I'll know about you, because of them I grew to find that love was just not a word that I knew with you. My dreams came true. Because hardly worth my
And there's Ike Quebec to round out a set. We started with a pair by Mal Waldron, first from November 1956 off the Prestige label, package called Mal One. We had his rendition of Stablemates. Mal Waldron piano, Idris Suleiman on trumpet, Gigi Grice alto, Julian Yule on the bass, and Arthur Edgehill on the drums. Then Mal with a much later package from August of 1994. This was done in Italy. The vocalist, let's see if I can butcher this, Danila Stragno was the vocalist, and I thought she had a haunting voice. And their treatment of the classic Don't Explain. Again, from August 1994, off a package called Magic Night in Borgio Varese. Mal Waldron and Danila Stragno. I hope she recognizes her name if she hears it mentioned. After that, we had Lenny Tristano and Don't Blame Me, one of his earliest recordings from 1946 on the Jazz Guild label. Just Lenny there on solo piano. And we wrapped up the set with Ike Quebec. This is on the Blue Note label. Easy Living was the package from January 1962, and I've Got a Crush on You. Ike Quebec on tenor, Sonny Clark piano, Milt Hinton on bass, and Art Blakey on the drums. Once again, you're tuned to Jazz Oasis, and I'm Steve. In this next set, we've got two versions to start things out. Miles Davis and Wouldn't You, and then Coleman Hawkins and Wouldn't You. Guess who did it first?
Thank you.
If you look it up online, you'll see that Dizzy Gillespie has composer's credit for the tune Wouldn't You, which he wrote in honor of jazz trumpeter Woody Herman. We heard two versions of it there. First, Miles Davis, a couple of versions he did. This one was from May 1956. On the Prestige label, Wouldn't You, Miles on trumpet, John Coltrane tenor, Ed Garland piano, Paul Chambers bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums, and then the very first recording of it from February 1944. It was Coleman Hawkins leading a 12-piece big band. And among the players, you heard Dizzy Gillespie really clearing the decks with his break. Wouldn't you? Two versions, Miles Davis and Coleman Hawkins. That's just about got it for our program this week. We're here every week. It's Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. We'll let Coleman Hawkins take us on out. Always like this one a lot. See you next time around. Thank you.